There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Come on. Strong and powerful Matt Wolnowitz is returned to Lifeblood. Welcome back, Matt.
Thanks, George. I appreciate you bringing me back on the show.
Yeah, excited to have you back on. Matt is the president at Income America. They are an organization evolving the retirement plan landscape. Matt, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, George, I am really passionate about making sure that Americans have enough savings that they can live the life that they've always dreamed about when they move into retirement. And a real quick personal story, retirement income is really personal to me. My dad retired in 2008 in the second quarter. And for those of you that aren't old enough to remember what happened then, that was the absolute peak in the market. He retired when the market couldn't have been any hotter. And as the market began to tank, because it happened rather slowly, unlike the corona meltdown that we had about a year ago, as the market began to tank, George, my dad got nervous. And I advised him just to stay fully invested. He'd done a smart thing and had a year's worth of expenses saved in cash. And so as the market really began to tank and crash, he called me at the end of the market close every single day and asked, what should I do now? And George, his fear was not that he was going to miss out on an unbelievable buying opportunity. His fear was that, you know, the hard work that he'd put in and all the money that him and my mom had saved, that it was going to go away and that they wouldn't have anything in retirement. And luckily, I was able to convince him to stay fully invested. And while he passed away 10 years ago, my mom still enjoys a comfortable retirement. But watching the panic that my dad felt, it really made me feel uneasy. And I've always been passionate about the end investor. I've always been passionate about fiduciary advice. And now I'm really focused on retirement income solutions.
Nice. I appreciate that. So this is kind of the image I have in my head is like when professional athletes all decide that they want to play on the same team together and they form like a super team. That's sort of in a cheesy kind of a way, a cheesy financial services way, what's happened here. Tell me a little bit about Income America.
Yeah, so it's interesting, George. There are solutions at the personal level. So if you're an investor and you've moved into retirement and you've saved money in a 401k and you roll it out into a 401k rollover, you can go to your financial advisor and buy an annuity. You know, the challenge with that, though, is we know that investors really don't read prospectuses to understand investments, and the annuity world can be very, very confusing. And so, in essence, the investor is left to fend for all the choices and try and make a determination about what solution might work best for them. So there's long been a challenge in the industry to create solutions that go into 401k plans that provide the participants with the ability to make investments so that when they do retire, they already have a guaranteed income stream. And one of the benefits, George, to doing this is they get the power of institutional pricing. If they do it on their own, retail annuities are expensive. I mean, there's no two ways around that, in addition to being confusing. And so we looked out across the landscape, and there really was not a solution that was what I would call open architecture, meaning, you know, many firms coming together to solve an industry problem. So Income America was really born to bring seven firms that traditionally might be competitors together to solve an industry problem, because each of the partners believes that a little bit of a much bigger opportunity is really a better opportunity for the firms. And so I like the analogy of the dream team, because that's really what I feel like I'm a part of.
Nice. So the sort of the next thing that came to my mind was this idea of how a camel is a horse created by a committee. So you've got seven companies. That's not the easiest thing to do to get them all to work together.
No, and I guess I'm the camel, because I really sit in the middle of all the partners. And it's interesting, because for me personally, I never have been on the asset management side of the business. I was always on the technology side of the house. And so making the transition and really getting seven firms' compliance departments to just a good place where everybody's in agreement on how we depict things, that's really been my biggest challenge so far.
I have worked with compliance departments from a handful of large organizations over the course of my career, so my heart certainly goes out to you. I don't think we really need to talk about that anymore, Matt. So
No, I agree, George.
that is enough time spent there. All right, so what is is there an end result? It looks like there is.
There is. In fact, we did a soft marketing launch back on March 3rd, and it was just 2 weeks ago that the strategy went live and is available for
Nice.
Investment dollars as we speak. So, yeah, I mean, this is a great time for me to talk to you, and it's a really exciting time for us in the market, because there's really never been more buzz around this idea of guaranteed income solutions in 401k plans.
Okay, so tell me more.
Yeah, it's interesting, George, when again, if I use the analogy with my dad, he did not have the luxury of working for many firms that had pension plans. And back in the day, if you didn't have a pension plan, you really had to just figure out how to save money on your own. He did work for one company that did have it. And so, the challenge is that investors and participants and employees face is that as firms, back in the 70s, really, as they began to terminate their pension plans, there was the concept of the 401k, where the employee would make a contribution, the employer would make a contribution, and over time, the idea was that there would be a nest egg so that the employee could live a really fulfilling retirement. Some of the challenges with that, George, is one, at the beginning, investors were left on their own. So there were options just on a menu in a plan, and the investor had to make choices. That's difficult to begin with. And, from my time at Morningstar, we just know that the average investor does the wrong thing at the wrong time. And they have a challenge with the time horizon necessary to be successful, because market-driven events spook them and they end up selling at the wrong time. So with employees being left on their own, really it was the Pension Protection Act that came through in 2006 that allowed target date strategies to be default options in 401k plans. And so that allowed the investor to make a contribution, but to have a professional money manager manage that money, and really, more importantly, George, handle the asset allocation, so that as people got older and as they got closer to retirement, their portfolio composition changed so that there was less exposure to equity and more to fixed income, which makes sense because there's more guarantee and there's less variation in the returns. So that's a good trend, and that's happened, really over the past 15 years. However, now employees are struggling with this idea of, when I get into retirement, how much monthly income do I really need? And oh, by the way, what is the deal with Social Security? Is Social Security really going to run out in 2030. And if it is, and if I'm counting on that for, say, 25% of my retirement income, what am I going to do? And so it's interesting, the sentiment from investors now is they want more pension-like solutions. And I would say on the margin or for the industry as a whole, we've done a pretty good job of educating people about the need to save for retirement. And with auto enrollment, in fact, my middle daughter, who's a sophomore at the University of Illinois, I just got notification from the state of Illinois. She has an on-campus job where they are going to take 5% of her pay because the company that she works for does not have a 401k and deposit it in an account for her. So, behavior like that will help savings. But at the end of the day, again, the challenge right now for investors is if I reach retirement, I'm going to have a nest egg, but really, how do I make it last for my life? And so investor sentiment has changed to where they are looking for pension-like benefits as they move into retirement. And so what that does, George, is when investors have a feeling that they need solutions like that, then they begin to talk to their employers. And so the employer is called the plan sponsor. They sponsor the 401k plan. Now we have 401k plans looking out through the industry for retirement income solutions. And again, it's much different than a retail annuity where it's sold into the plan. And because the plan sponsor is required to be a fiduciary or to look out for all the participants' best interests, the level of due diligence is much higher.
I like it. It all makes sense. We do, obviously, I spend a lot of time thinking about saving for retirement, and that's hard. It's hard to buy and sell at the right time. It's hard to put an asset
It is.
allocation together at the right time and to do that correctly and to monitor in it. And then how do I get to how when I'm 65 or 70 years old, do I then take all this money that I saved and turn it into income that'll be there for as long as I need it? It's just a lot, and I think that that's a pretty heavy lift. So this all
Well,
makes sense to me.
I agree, George, and I've seen stats that say that the first person that's going to live to 120 has already been born.
Right.
To me, it's pretty mind-blowing to think about that. But the other challenge is not only, how do I make sure that I've got a monthly income stream that I can live on? The other is, what about longevity risk? Because if I live to 120, am I going to have enough money to make sure that I can cover my expenses as I age? The other thing, that we've thought a lot about is there's this concept in the financial services world that's called sequence of returns. And what that really means is that if you go into retirement, if you are preparing to go into retirement and there's a market crash and it falls 30 or 40%, and you move into retirement, you will never make up that money that you lose due to the crash over the course of retirement, because you are in a, in really a spend down or a decumulation mode. And so one of the things that we think a lot about is how we protect investors as they get into that retirement zone, whether it's the last 5 or 10 years or 3 years of retirement. How do we protect them so that they've got some certainty as they move into retirement? And again, for my daughter who's 20 years old, I don't think that she's thinking about that. For me, as I've turned and crossed over 55, I think about it a lot.
So is this something where I opt into it when I'm in the retirement, my accumulation years? So I'm 35 years old, I'm 40. Do I say I'm interested in this program now, or do I wait until I'm closer to retirement age to get into a program like this?
So that is probably the number two question that I get as I've been out talking to people in industry and doing a lot of webcasts. So there's a few things to realize. If you're just an individual investor, you cannot participate in Income America on your own. It is only positioned and sold to plan sponsors and to 401k plans. So that's the first thing to know. The second thing to know is if you work for an employer that has Income America as an investment option in the platform, there's really one of two things that that the employer can do. The first is Income America is at its core just a target date investment. So if you're 30 years old and you're really in the accumulation phase, where you're beginning to build assets, you can get into just the straight target date series. And so as you grow older, the asset allocation will become more conservative. However, from a timing standpoint of when you go into the version of the product that handles the guarantee, it can be anywhere, George. I mean, you can start at age 30, or you can put half of your contribution in at age 30. I think the more likely thing that's going to happen, as we've talked to plan sponsors, is they're going to pick an age, whether it's 45, 50, or 55, and begin to default their employees into the guaranteed portion at that time. The difference between the two is with the target date structure, there is no insurance component. And so in essence, you don't have to pay for the insurance. With the insured part where you have the guaranteed income, there is a cost for the insurance. And so that's the only difference between it. So it doesn't really matter what age you go into it. But from a plan demographic standpoint, once somebody hits 50, that's really a good age to default them into that type of investment.
What do competitors say? They say this is dumb, this is great, they're just going to start doing it themselves.
Competitors say they're scared, and I'll tell you why. Because this is such a revolutionary idea in the financial services space to have something, one, that's really simple. You know, George, I mentioned earlier, if you're an individual investor and you just take an IRA rollover and you have to go figure out what annuity you're going to buy, our guiding principle is to make this simple. Simple for participants, simple for the plan sponsor, and simple for the advisors that consult the plan sponsor on what to choose. Because the way that Income America works is at age 65, your guaranteed income base is set, and then you receive 5% on an annual basis for life. So it's really, really easy for somebody to understand. And again, all of the other solutions that are out there in market like this are pretty complex. And so really the number one question that I get asked is, how is this going to be different? Why is this going to be successful? Because the solutions that have been in market have not really garnered a lot of commercial success. And I think a lot of that is because of the complexity. Investors just don't understand it. So, you know, at our core, we've got a really simple solution, but the thing that makes us really different, where our competitors are, you know, just straight up don't have an answer to it, is we brought seven firms together to do this, George. There was no way that one firm could provide a solution like this because they just don't have the capability to do it. They don't have the ability to bring multiple money managers in to create a best-in-breed solution. So from a competitive landscape, we are vastly differentiated. Not only, you know, not only that, we've got a really cool feature that's called portability. And what that means is that if you leave your current employer and you're invested in Income America and you change jobs, and at your next job that you go to, Income America is available with that employer. You can take your guarantee and move it from one employer to another. There is nothing else like that in market. And you and I both know that, you know, just the demographics say that people that are like my daughter's age at 20, she's going to work for many, many different companies in her lifespan, where at 55, I've really only worked for five different companies.
Interesting. Makes sense. And it also is it also a function of risk pooling that they're spreading, that if folks are going to retire at 65 and live till 120, that one firm wouldn't want all of that risk.
You know, and theoretically, the insurance companies could hedge the risk because they do that right now with retail annuities. But really, George, because this is institutionally sold and the employer is a fiduciary, the real risk to the employer is if they only had one insurance company, what happens if that insurance company fails?
Right.
Then all of the premiums that have been paid or all the fees that have been paid by the participants, you know who they're going to be looking at and who they're going to bring the lawsuit against. They're going to bring the lawsuit against the employer.
Sure.
And so one of the ways that we solve for that with Income America is it's multi-insured. We've got two insurance companies in there. And listen, the risk of somebody of an insurance company really failing, is probably on the margins pretty minimal because they're all, highly rated insurance firms. But again, if you think back to 08, AIG would have failed had it not been for a government bailout. So, that definitely is a risk that employers have. And so taking that and splitting that between two insurance companies, it really helps mitigate that risk.
I like it. Well, Matt, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, my difference-making tip is talk to your employer. And number one, make sure that Income America is available investment option. But number two, make sure that you receive all of your employer match. If you don't understand how your retirement plan works and you are uncertain as to what percentage you have to contribute, make sure that you realize that. If you do nothing else today, just understand what you have to do to get your company's full match, because that is, in essence, free money to you. Typically, it's somewhere between 2 and 7%. But I know that times are tough and the economy is rebounding, but really make it a point to get that employer match and at least contribute the minimum that you need to do that.
Well, I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Take advantage of the free money. It's part of your employee benefits package. So, yes, I love it. Well, Matt, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? And how can people bring Income America into their retirement plan?
Yeah, George, first of all, it's always a pleasure to get together with you. It's hard for me to believe that 3 years have passed and so much has changed. The best way to reach me is just www.incomeamerica.com. Couldn't be any simpler than that. In terms of how people can get access to the platform, if you're going to call your HR person and ask what you need to contribute to get the full employee match, ask him if Income America is available as an investment option.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Matt your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to incomeamerica.com, reach out to your HR professionals, and make sure you are getting your full match and ask them if Income America is available in the 401k plan. Thanks again, Matt.
Thank you, George. Have a wonderful day.
You too, brother. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.